Now, friends, as we've come to the 45th chapter here, we are now in actually a section where there are prophecies that are given concerning the different nations round about. Because you see, the remnant that was left in that land, and they were not the, shall I be very frank and say, they were not the best people. You have to hand it to Nebuchadnezzar. He took the best with him into captivity. He wasn't going to take the second grade or the lower type individuals. He wanted those that would make a contribution to his empire, and he took them with him. And these others he left. And Jeremiah was left with him. And also a friend of Jeremiah. And in chapter 45, it's a brief chapter, but it's a prophecy given to a friend of Jeremiah, Baruch. Baruch was sort of a friend that acted as an assistant to Jeremiah. He was the one that copied down the scroll that was sent over to the king, and the king, you remember, took a penknife and tore it apart and pitched it in the fireplace and let it be burned. And when this man Jeremiah was in jail and he bought property, it was Baruch that carried out the transaction for him, had the papers signed and carried through all of the paperwork that had to be done. And now when this man Jeremiah was arrested and escaped, Baruch escaped with him. And when they were taken down into Egypt by this little group, why Baruch was taken down there. Now, this prophecy actually was given by Jeremiah to Baruch during the reign of Jehoiakim. And you can see these are not ranged chronologically. That's the reason we said at the beginning, although there is a certain semblance of chronological order in the book of Jeremiah, yet here is an evidence and an instance of the fact that it's actually not arranged chronologically, because this goes back to the reign of Jehoiakim. That was some time ago. And it was given, though, to him, and I think brought up at this time to be an encouragement to him because of what was going to happen to him as he identified himself with Jeremiah the prophet. Now, here is the prophecy, and I'll begin reading in verse 2 of chapter 45. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto thee, O Baruch, thou didst say, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Now, things were bad during the reign of Jehoiakim, but it was nothing what was going to follow. The real bad time was coming later. So that Jeremiah gives him this prophecy at that time to encourage him. And here it is. Thus shalt thou say unto him. This is verse 4 now of chapter 45. The Lord saith thus, behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And he wanted Baruch to know that what was happening there, God was the one who was responsible for it, and he assumed full responsibility. Therefore, Baruch can go along with the program. Verse 5, and seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. For behold, I'll bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord, for thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places where thou goest. I think what he's doing is making clear to Baruch, a young man, you can't expect at this period in the history of this nation to arrive at some high goal yourself. This is a troubled time, and if you come through it with your life, and God says here that he intends to bring this man through it all. This evidently was a great encouragement to Baruch, the associate and friend of Jeremiah.